I think it is very fitting for King Solomon to talk to us about what is good for us to do in our life.
好，我们请看传道书第二章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
传道书第二章第三节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 3.
我心里查究如何用酒使我肉体舒畅，我心仍以智慧引导我，又如何持住愚昧，等我看明世人在天下一生当行何事为美。
Verse 3, I search in my heart how to gratify my flesh with wine while guiding my heart with wisdom, and how to lay hold on folly till I might see what was good for the sons of men to do under the heavens all the days of their lives.
在所罗门的生活里头，有时候他是故意的、刻意的去做一些事情。
In Solomon's life, sometimes he would do some things intentionally.
因为他在寻找到底要做些什么事情才是好的。
Because he is searching to see what is good for us to do.
因为他看到人生里头充满着很多的矛盾跟虚空。
King Solomon observed that there are many contradictions and also many emptiness or vanity in life.
但是人还是要活下去。
But still, we have to live on.
那人到底有没有办法超越这些的矛盾跟虚空？
So can humans truly transcend from these contradictions and vanity?
如果没有办法去超越的话，那么所罗门王他就不用写传道书。
If we cannot transcend from these things, then King Solomon would not have had to write this book of Ecclesiastes.
他告诉我们，是的，人生里头充满着很多的矛盾跟空虚，但是是可以超越的。
But his conclusion is that even though human life may be filled with contradiction and vanity, we can overcome and we can transcend.
在第二章里头也是一样的他提到很多虚空的事情。
In chapter 2, King Solomon continued to make many observations about life that ends in vanity.
在15节他说这也是虚空的。
In verse 5, he says that, in verse 15, he says that this is also vanity.
19节最后一句话也是一样，这也是虚空。
Verse 19, the last phrase also says this is vanity.
23节最后一句话，这也是虚空。
Verse 23, the last phrase, this also is vanity.
26节最后一句话，这也是虚空，也是捕风。
And verse 26, the last phrase, this also is vanity and grasping for the wind.
真的仔细的去看人的很多的追求跟活动真的是矛盾的、虚空的。
And truly, indeed, if we think carefully, many of the human pursuits ends up in vanity.
那常常我们并没有去看见，并没有去发觉。
However, often we do not make this observation.
那有时候当我们去发现的时候，又有点太晚了。
And sometimes it will be too late when we finally discover the truth.
那所以所罗门王他就很愿意的把他的观察、他的经验来让我们知道。
So King Solomon was really willing to share his experience and his observation about life.
有时候我们有一个感觉或者一个想法但是我们没有办法表达出来。
Sometimes we may have a feeling of an idea that we cannot express with words.
那在读传道书的时候，常常有一种感觉就是哇。他替我把我想说的话讲出来了。
Sometimes when we read the book of Ecclesiastes, we will feel that he is saying that King Solomon is writing exactly how we feel.
虽然是相隔几千年但是他的观察、他的体验，到我们今天我们还是一样可以去。了解他所要说的。
Even though what he experienced and observed was from several thousand years ago, they are still very applicable to our life today.
他也真的讲出了我们不会描写的那个感觉。
And he indeed has uttered what is difficult for us to express.
好，我们请看第二章十二节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 12.
十二节，我转念观看智慧、狂妄和愚昧。 在完王以后而来的人还能做什么呢？不过行早先所行的就是了。
Verse 12, Then I turn myself to consider wisdom and madness and folly. For what can a man do who succeeds the king? Only what he has already done.
那在这里所罗门王、啊、他也能够很有自信的说，我的经历可以代表着大家将要有的经历。
Here, King Solomon essentially says that my experience can be representative of everyone's experience.
人的生活里头要么非常的智慧，可能很有智慧。
A person's life may be filled with wisdom.
人的生活里头可能非常的这种狂妄。
Or it could be filled with madness.
或者有人的生活里头是充满着愚昧。
And for some people, their life is filled with foolishness.
那所罗门王说，这些事情我都经历过了。
And King Solomon says here that I have already experienced all of these.
啊，我曾经是最有智慧的人，也过着最有智慧的生活。
I have been the wisest person in the world and lived wisely.
我们请看列王记上第四章。
Let's turn to First Kings.
列王记上第四章。
First Kings chapter 4.
第四章三十二节
，Verse 32。
三十二节，所罗门王作箴言三千句，诗歌一千零五首。
Verse 32, he spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005.
所罗门王讲论草木，自黎巴嫩的香柏树直到墙上长的牛膝草，又讲论飞禽走兽、昆虫水族。
Verse 33, he also spoke of trees from the cedar trees of Lebanon, even to the hyssop that springs out of the wall. He spoke also of animals, of birds, of creeping things, and of fish.
34节，天下列王听见所罗门的智慧，就都差人来听他的智慧话。
Verse 34, and men of all nations, from all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom, came to hear the wisdom of Solomon.
这个示巴女王，她甚至亲自来听、来看所罗门王的智慧。
From the history, we also know even Queen Sheba brought herself to come before Solomon to hear and see his wisdom.
当她见了所罗门王之后，她这么说。
When she finally met King Solomon, she said,
过去人家对我讲的，我不相信。
I did not believe what people told me of you.
但是现在我见了你之后，我发现他们所讲的还不到一半。
But now that I have met you in person, I realize that what they told me is not even half of what you are.
所罗门王曾经是最有智慧，也过着充满着智慧的生活。
Solomon was once the wisest person and lived the wisest life.
但是他说他也曾经经历了最愚昧的事情。
But he said that he himself have experienced, the most foolish things.
我们请看列王记上十一章。
Let's refer to First Kings chapter 11.
列王记上十一章第四节。
First Kings chapter 11 verse 4.
所罗门年老的时候，他的妃嫔引诱他的心，去随从别神，不效法他父亲大卫，诚诚实实的顺服主他的神。
Verse 4. For it was so when Solomon was old that his wives turned his heart after other gods.And his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David.
在生活当中得罪神啊，这就是人生最愚昧的事情。
The most foolish thing a person could do is to offend God in their life.
那最得罪神的啊，有几件事情。
And there are a few things that offends God the most.
那其中的一项就是。对神的不忠心
，one of which is being disloyal to God
就是在生活当中有别的神，在生活当中有其他的事情比神还重要。
And that is in our life there are other gods or there are other things that become more important to us than God
这就是最得罪神、最愚昧的事情。
This will be considered the most foolish things in life.
所以所罗门王说。我曾经是 过着愚昧的生活。
And this is why King Solomon said that I too have lived a life of folly.
好，我们再看回传道书第二章。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
第三节我们已经念过了。
We just read chapter verse 3.
第三节，所罗门说他用酒让肉体来舒畅。
Verse 3, he said that he gratified his flesh with wine.
什么意思叫做让用酒来使自己的肉体舒畅？
What does that mean?
我们再看第十节。
Let's also read verse 10.
第十节，凡我眼所求的，我没有留下不给我的；我心所乐的，我没有禁止不享受的。
Verse 10 says, Whatever my eyes desire, I did not keep from them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure.
他曾经是非常的狂妄的，他不受任何的约束。
At one point, King Solomon lived in indulgence. He did not withhold anything from himself.
只要他所想要的，他一定会去得到。
Whatever his heart desires, he would attain.
只要他想做的事情，他也一定会去做。
Whatever his hands desired to do, he went ahead and did them.
他甚至不用考虑的，不用约束自己，不用禁止。
He never had to practice any self-control. He did not have to hold himself back.
而且他所做的每一件事情，他都觉得是理由充分。
And in fact, whatever he did, he felt that they were reasonable.
在第十节的下半句话说，因为这是我努力的成果。
Because the second part of verse 10 says that, and this was my reward from all my labor.
这就是我的能力让我能够拥有这些。
He felt that it was through his own might and own strength that he gained all these success.
那从他的描述里头，我们就发现了一个事实。
From his description, we can see this one fact.
智慧、狂妄、愚昧，其实只是一线之差。
That there's a fine line between wisdom and folly and madness.
那很矛盾的是，这三个非常截然不同的东西可以同时在一个人身上。
What is ironic is that these three very extreme characters could happen to the same person at the same time.
所罗门王是最有智慧的，他也是最愚昧的。
King Solomon was the wisest person as well as the most foolish person.
所罗门王是最有智慧的，但是他也是一个最狂妄的人。
He was the person filled with wisdom as well as madness.
这是一个事实。三种很截然不同的东西，它可以在同一个人身上。
It is very ironic that three very extreme differences could happen to the same person at the same time.
那所罗门王是这样子，我们也是这样子。
Well, if this could happen to Solomon, it certainly could happen to us as well.
我们生来都会带有一些的我们的特质跟个性。
We are all born without unique personality and characters.
那我们生长的生活的大环境也会对我们造成很大的影响。
Our surroundings and our upbringings will also influence who we become.
那所有的这些原因集合在一起，就会显出我们生活当中比较突出的特质来。
And all these things combined together will make us unique.
一个有智慧的人不等于他不会做愚昧的事情。
A person who is wise does not mean that he will never do something foolish.
只是说在眼前的这个状况里头，他的智慧比较突出。
Perhaps in a particular situation, he or she becomes wiser than the others.
那所以我们要去认识自己，我生来有怎样的个性跟特质。
It is important for us to know ourselves, to understand what makes us unique.
那我们也必须明白我们的大环境会对我们造成很大的影响。
It is also important to recognize that our surroundings could influence who we are.
所以有时候为我们的孩子选择一下环境， 其实这个是好的，这个也是有需要的。
So it is necessary, in fact, it is good for us to choose our living environment, perhaps for the benefit of our children.
为我们的孩子来制造一个好的环境，这个也是对的，也是好的。
It is right and good for us to create an environment that is beneficial for our children.
因为这些都会造成他某一种个性的突出。
Because it is building their character and building their future.
所以有人说，一个孩子如果是在充满着批评的环境里头长大，那么以后他一定很会去挑难别人。
So some people say that if a child grew up in an environment filled with criticism, then this person will become a critical person in the future.
一个孩子如果生活在充满着这种仇视敌对的环境里头，那么他以后很可能很容易对人产生这种敌对的态度。
A child who grew up in an environment of hatred and animosity will also grow up being very hostile to others.
一个孩子如果他生长的环境充满着鼓励，这个孩子通常会也充满着自信。
On the other hand, if a child grew up receiving lots of encouragement, this child will be filled with confidence.
一个孩子如果生长在一个安全的环境里头，他也通常比较容易去信任别人。
A child who grew up in an environment of peace and safety tend to be more trusting of the others.
一个孩子如果常常他得到别人的信任，那么他也比较容易管理自己。
A child who receive trust from others tend to have better self regulation and management.
那我们也从所罗门王来发现一个事实，就是真的人与人之间很难相处。
From King Solomon's experience, we realize that human relationships are indeed very difficult.
为什么很难相处？因为我们常常很不容易了解对方。
Why is it hard for us to have good human relationships? Because it's difficult to understand each other.
因为我刚才所讲的这三个截然不同的特性，它可以同时存在一个人身上。
Because I just mentioned that it is possible for these three extreme characters to reside on the same person.
你认为这个人总是很有智慧，谁晓得他现在想要做的事情所坚持的是很愚昧的。
You may think a person is really wise, but what he insists on doing at the moment may be something rather foolish.
所以这是所罗门王生活的一个事实，也是我们存在我们每一个人生活里头的一个事实。
This is the reality of Solomon's life, and this is also the fact of human life.
好，我们再看回传道书第二章十三节。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 13.
十三节，我便看出智慧胜过愚昧，如同光明胜过黑暗。
Then I saw wisdom excels folly, and light excels darkness.
十四节，智慧人的眼目光明，愚昧人在黑暗里行，我却看明有一件事，这两等人都必易见。
The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. Yet I myself perceive that the same event happens to them all.
当所罗门王他回头看。
When King Solomon reflects on his life,
我曾经是生活的充满着智慧。
He realized that he had lived in wisdom before.
那我这个最有智慧的人，我也曾经生活在最愚昧里头。
And as the wisest person in the world, I have also lived some days of foolishness.
我这个有智慧的人，我也曾经是那么的轻狂，那么的狂妄。
As a wisest person, I had also been mad.
所以十三节、十四节，他就说，无论如何，还是要努力的去选择智慧。
Verses 13 and 14, he came to this conclusion that no matter what, one still should pursue wisdom.
我们每一个人也都有智慧的这一个成分。
Each and every one of us possesses some amount of wisdom.
那我们每一个人也都有着这个愚昧的成分。
And we also possess some components or elements of foolishness.
那如何让我们的生活是智慧永远压过这个愚昧。
So how can we be sure that the amount of wisdom that we have dominate over the foolishness?
那为什么愚昧它会 它有时候会强过智慧。
Why is it sometimes our folly becomes stronger than our wisdom?
从圣经的一些人物，我们看到说，当人没有办法去看到克服自己的这种自我自私的话，愚昧很可能就会在我们生活里头比较突出。
So from studying the biblical characters, we discover that when a person cannot control their selfishness, then their folly tend to be dominant, more dominant than their wisdom.
很多愚昧的事情常常跟自私有关系。
Often folly is a result of selfishness.
好，我们请看创世纪三十一章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 31.
创世纪三十一章二十七节。
Genesis chapter 31 verse 27.
27节，拉班说，你为什么暗暗的逃跑，偷着走，并不告诉我，叫我可以欢乐唱歌，击鼓弹琴的送你回去。
Verse 27, Laban said, why did you flee secretly and steal away from me and not tell me? For I might have sent you away with joy and songs, with timbrels and harp.
28节，又不容我与外孙和女儿亲嘴，你所行的真是愚昧。
Verse 28, and you did not allow me to kiss my sons and daughters. Now you have done foolishly in doing so.
29节，我手中原有能力害你，只是你父亲的神昨夜对我说，你要小心，不可以雅各说好说歹。
Verse 29, it is in my power to do you harm, but the God of your father spoke to me last night, saying, be careful that you speak to Jacob neither good nor bad.
雅各这一个人是一个有聪明的人。
Jacob was a very shrewd person.
但是在这里他的这个岳父却对他说，你所行的真是愚昧。
But here his father-in-law said to him that you have done foolishly.
一个聪明人他做了一件愚昧的事情。
A wise person has done foolishly.
原因就是这雅各的他的这种自我，他的自私。
Why? Because Jacob was self-centered and selfish at that time.
他想要回故乡去。
He wanted to go back to his hometown.
那神也应允他，要让他回故乡去。
And God had promised that he should go back home.
那他非常的自我，他要用自己的能力，自己的方法。
But because he was so self-centered that he wanted to use his own ways to return home.
他是一个聪明人，他应该很认识他的岳父。
He is a wise person. He should know his father-in-law better.
他是一个聪明人，他应该知道他岳父有多少的能力。
He's a smart person. He should know how much power his father-in-law has.
他是一个聪明人，他应该也知道自己有多少的能力。
He is shrewd. He should know his own limitation.
他是一个聪明人，他也应该知道他这一趟路，他是带着全家。有妇女，有小孩。
He's wise. He should realize that he's not traveling alone, but rather with his wives, his children, and other possessions.
无论如何，人的这种亲情是非常的重要。
No matter what, human relationships are very sensitive.
他所要带着走的这些人是拉班的女儿，拉班的孙女、孙子。
The people whom he plans on bringing with him, they are Laban's children and grandchildren.
这个拉班对雅各应该是可以说非常的不好。
We know that Laban was not a nice person to Jacob.
当然雅各他很不高兴，甚至他应该是痛恨拉班这个人。
We could imagine that Jacob did not like Laban very much. In fact, he might very much hate Laban.
你这么爱你的女儿，这么爱你的这些孙子，我就不让你跟他们道别。
Because he hated his father-in-law so much, he wanted to deprive him of the opportunity to say goodbye to his loved ones.
让你没有这一份的这个 享受这一份的亲情
so that he would not have a chance to enjoy his loving relationship with his daughters anymore.
我一走了之，我回到我的故乡去，看你怎么样。
If I go away, there's no way you could come and look for them.
他很聪明，但是他做了一件很愚昧的事情。
Even though Jacob was considered wise, here he has done rather foolishly.
其实他根本跑不掉的。
In fact, there's no way he could run away from his father-in-law.
真的，虽然到了第三天，拉班才知道说雅各已经跑了。
It was only 3 days later that Laban realized that Jacob had run away.
但是拉班他就是有那个能力去追上雅各。
But Jacob had Laban had the ability to catch up to Jacob.
那如果不是神出面的话，那么这个后果可能就不是很好。
If God did not intervene, Jacob would not have ended in a very good place.
所以无论如何，我们还是要选择聪明智慧。
So no matter what, King Solomon teaches that we still need to choose to live a life of wisdom.
这个撒母耳也曾经责备扫罗王，说你愚昧，你做了愚昧的糊涂的事情。
Samuel has once chastised King Saul for doing something foolish.
那扫罗王也是出于他的这种自我跟自私。
And again, it was due to his own self-centeredness or selfishness that he had done foolishly.
所以甚至他就做出了神所不喜悦的违背神吩咐的话。
In fact, he disobeyed God and did something that displeased God.
在正常的情形之下，我们都知道不能够得罪神。
Under normal circumstances, we understand that we should not offend God.
在正常的情形之下，我们都知道要遵守神的吩咐。
Ordinarily, we would know that we should obey God's commandment.
但是当人很自我、很自私的时候，就会很愚昧的做出神不喜悦的事情。
But when a person becomes so self-centered and so selfish at the moment, they may lose their judgment, discernment, and actually sin against God.
我们请参考撒母耳记下二十四章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 24.
撒母耳记下二十四章第十节。
2 Samuel chapter 24 verse 10.
第十节，大卫数点百姓以后，就心中自责，祷告主说：“我行这事大有罪了，主啊，求你除掉仆人的罪孽。”因为我所行的甚是愚昧。
Verse 10, and David's heart condemned him after he had numbered the people. So David said to the Lord, I have sinned greatly in what I have done. But now I pray, O Lord, take away the iniquities of your servant, for I have done very foolishly.
首先大卫说，我做了这个事情大有罪了。
First, David said that I have sinned greatly.
那接下来他就说，我行的真是愚昧。
Then he said, I have done foolishly.
从人的层面来看，大卫他要晓得我这个国王到底有多强盛。
So from a human's perspective, it's understandable that David wanted to know how big his kingdom was.
我到底拥有多少的这个武力。
How much firepower I have?
我有多少的军队。
How much of army do I have?
当时的耶押也曾经跟大卫建议说不要做这件事情。
In fact, Joab advised David not to conduct the census.
有时候真的是旁边的人反而看事情会看得比较清楚。
Sometimes bystanders could actually see our life more clearly than we can.
所以当旁边有人在给意见的时候，不要忽略了。
So we should remember to not neglect the advice received from others.
赶快想一下，是不是因为我很自我，所以我才会坚持要 做这个事情。
We should reflect whether or not we're being too self-centered, when we are making decisions.
哦，我要做这个事情，不是不是因为出于我的自私？
Am I making this decision because I'm being selfish?
好，如果我们不愿意后来后悔，说我真愚昧，那么我们要赶快的去选择智慧。
If we do not want to regret doing something foolishly later, then we need to choose wisdom now.
好，请我们再看回《传道书》第二章。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
第二章的十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
下半句话说，我心里说，这也是虚空。
The latter part of this verse is that, then I said in my heart, this also is vanity.
那这是一件什么事情呢?
What is this thing?
16节。
Verse 16.
智慧人和愚昧人一样，永无人纪念，因为日后都被忘记，可叹智慧人死亡，与愚昧人无异。
For there is no more remembrance of the wise than of the fool forever, since all that now is will be forgotten in the days to come. And how does a wise man die? As the fool.
面对人世间的这个死亡的事情，所以我们王说这也是一件虚空的事情。
In face of death of human life, Solomon concluded that this too is vanity.
十七节。
Verse 17.
所以我恨恶生命，因为在日光之下所行的事，我都以为烦恼，都是虚空，都是捕风。
Verse 17. Therefore I hated life, because the work that is done under the sun was distressing to me.For all is vanity and grasping for the wind.
很多事情一摆在死亡的面前，都失去了它的价值，它的意义。
If you compare many things in life against death, the final destination, then many things will lose their meaning and their values.
所以十七节，所罗门王甚至说，这是一件让人恨恶的事情。
That's why in verse 17, King Solomon used a very strong word and said, this is a life that he hates.
所以一连串的他的质疑，他所发现的矛盾。
And there he began to talk about the irony that he finds in life.
难怪他要去问怎样做。才是好的，才是有意义。
This is why ultimately he inquired what is good for man to do, what is meaningful in our life.
什么才是真正的价值，真正的意义？
What is true value? What is true meaning?
我们生来就带着一些个性。
As we mentioned before, we are all born without unique personality.
这个能够改变吗？
Is this something we can change?
每一个人都会面对肉体的死亡，这个能够超越吗？
Each and every person must face death one day. Is that something we could change?
如果不能改变，不能超越，那么人就是在虚空里头。
If we cannot change that, if we cannot transcend above that, then life indeed is vanity.
这个伟大的神，他不会把我们人创造了，然后最后是虚空。
But I believe that God would not have created us, only to put us in a life of vanity.
所以我们必须要再一次的强调主耶稣所带给我们的价值跟意义。
So we have to remember that our Lord Jesus could bring value and bring meaning into our life.
是的，人一定要有出路。
Yes, we must come and go.
一定要有路可以走。
We must find a way.
那主耶稣就是道路。
And Jesus is our way.
请看约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章十六第六节。
John chapter 14 verse 6。
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。”
Jesus said to them, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
主耶稣说他就是道路。
Jesus said he is the way.
主耶稣在他的道路上面，我们才能够去领受真理。
And only on the way of our Lord Jesus can we find the truth.
走在他给我们的道路上面，我们才能够拥有真正的生命。
And when we can walk on his way, then we could find true life.
那走在这一条信仰的道路上面，才可以让我们成为义人。
And when we walk on this faith, this way of our faith, then we can become righteous.
一个义人，他才能够超越了这个在日光底下。
And only a righteous person can truly transcend above the sun.
虚空是因为在日光之下。
Vanity is the life under the sun.
那如果在能够在拥有日光 之上的话，那么在日光之下的所有的活动才会有价值有意义。
But if we can begin to live a life above the sun, then everything we do in our life can be meaningful.
从外在上来看，我们跟大家是一样的，在这个大环境里头。
Superficially speaking, we look like we're living a life similar to everyone else on earth.
那为什么我们说一样在做这些所有的活动，我们所做的是有价值、有意义。
So what makes us think that what we do is more meaningful and more valuable?
因为我们已经有这个基础是在日光之上。
Because our foundation is already above the sun.
因为我们拥有主耶稣。
Because we have our Lord Jesus in our life.
因为我们是走在主耶稣的这条道路上面。
Because we are walking on the way he provides us.
借着主耶稣我们成为义人。
Through our Lord Jesus, we become righteous.
请看诗篇116篇。
Let's turn to Psalm number 116.
诗篇116篇15节。
Psalm number 116 verse 15.
15节，在主眼中看圣名之死极为宝贵。
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
这作诗的人在古代啊，他就圣灵感动他来讲出这样的这一句话。
The psalmist in the olden time, were touched by the Holy Spirit and wrote such prose.
所罗门王是说，在死的面前，大家都成为没有价值、没有意义。
King Solomon concluded that in the face of death,there is nothing meaningful or valuable.
无论你是智慧，你是愚昧，都一样。
Whether you are a wise person or a foolish person, you receive the same results.
但是却有一个不一样的。
But there is a difference here.
如果我们在神的眼中是他的圣名，是他被他所称义的。
If we are righteous in the sight of God, if we are considered a saint before the Lord,
那我们也会经过这个肉体的死。但是在神的眼中是极为宝贵的。
Then the death of our physical life becomes something rather precious in his eyes.
一个被称义的人是属于神的。
A person who is righteous belongs to God.
经过肉体的死是要进入神的永恒里头。
And their physical death is only a passage to reaching our eternal life with God.
所以他不是没有价值、没有意义的。
So death is no longer meaningless or lack of value.
那走在主耶稣给我们的道路上面，不但被称义，而且我们是行义。
When we walk on the way of the Lord, not only do we become righteous, we could actually do righteousness.
靠着圣灵的帮助，靠着这本圣经的帮助，我们在生活当中多多的去行义。
By the help of the Holy Spirit and by the teachings in the Bible, we can begin to act righteously in our everyday life.
那我们所做的这些义，是在耶稣的宝血的这个基础上面。
And the righteousness that we do in our life is based on the foundation of the blood of our Lord Jesus.
人所行有很多人很努力的在行义。
There are many people out there, Christians or non-Christians, who are trying to do good.
所以也有很多人，他们得到人家的肯定，人家的称赞。
And they are recognized and praised by the society.
那就照像主耶稣所说的，他们已经得了他们该得的奖赏。
But just as the Lord Jesus said, they have already received their reward.
那我们的行义有什么不一样？
So how is our righteousness and our good deeds different from theirs?
甚至我们也常常强调的，我们所行的善不一定需要让周遭的人知道。
In fact, as a Christian, we often say that we do not necessarily want to publicize the good that we do.
所以我们在行善通常是非常的 轻松的来做。
So often the good that we do it with a light heart, enjoyable heart.
好，因为我们不在意到底有没有人知道，有没有人看见。
Because we don't care if other people know about the good deeds that we do.
啊，为什么能够有这样子的一个这么宽广的心？
How can we have such an open heart?
啊，因为我们是有主耶稣来做我们的基础。
Because our Lord Jesus is our foundation.
啊，因为我们所做的更重要的是得神的纪念。
Because what we care more about is the recognition and the rewards from our Lord.
哦，那神也一定会纪念。
And God will for sure remember our good deeds.
哦，有时候有些人会考虑说，我做的这个好事够不够大，别人能不能够知道？
Some people would wonder if the good that they do is visible enough, whether or not it's known by the others.
一定要做大一点的，人家才会知道嘛。
They want to do something that are more visible, so others would recognize them.
那一个基督徒一杯凉水，他也都能够很高兴的去做。
But a Christian could even give a cup of cold water.
谁会去注意那一杯凉水？
Who would care about a cup of cold water?
但是神他看见了，他纪念。
Well, God would see it and God would care.
所以如果我们拥有主耶稣，拥有主耶稣的救恩，我们的人生是不虚空的。
So our life would not be in vain if we have the Lord Jesus and we have his eternal life.
所以在主耶稣的恩惠怜悯之下，人的个性是可以改变的。
So under his mercy and his grace, our personalities can change.
让我们更多的拥有智慧，在智慧里头生活。
We hope that we will possess more wisdom and live in wisdom.
在主耶稣的恩惠之下，是的，死亡也能够超越。
And we could also transcend beyond death under his grace.
我们一起唱诗146首。
Let us sing hymn number 146.
有一个很有智慧、很聪明的科学家。
There's once a very smart and wise scientist.
他家里养了一条大狗，一只小猫。
He owns a very big dog and a small cat.
所以，狗也不是很大，就是比猫大了哈。那他就在门呐、挖了两个洞，一个比较大，一个比较小。
So he made two holes in his door, a big one and a small one.
那有一天，他的朋友看见就觉得很奇怪，你为什么要挖两个洞
？So one day, his friend thought this was very peculiar and asked, "Well, why do you have make two holes?"
他说，大一点的让狗可以钻出去，小一点的让猫可以钻出去。
He said, "Well, the big holes for the big dog and the small for the small cat."
他的朋友说，你只要挖一个洞就可以了、
His friend said, "Well, you could just make one hole."
那个让狗可以出去的那个洞，狗可以出去，猫也可以出去啊。
The hole that's big enough for the dog certainly could allow the cat to go in and out too.
很简单的道理，但是一个很伟大的科学家，他却会做一个好像不是很合理的事情。
Even though this seems very understandable, but this smart scientist didn't see it so naturally.
所以真的很有智慧的人也会做很愚昧的事情。
So the point is that even a wise person could do something foolish.
所以我们要求神怜悯我们常常帮助我们提醒我们。
We should ask God to have mercy on us to remind us and to help us.
那我也需要再强调一次，能够拥有一个好的真的信仰真的是非常的有福气。
Let me emphasize again, having a life of faith is truly a blessed thing.
所以我们也常常为了主耶稣拣选我们，让我们拥有一个这样好的信仰。我们来感谢神。
We should also thank God for choosing us so that we could also live a life of faith.
让我们能够不是只有在日光之下，而是能够拥有日光之上。
Not only are we living under the sun, we also look forward to an eternal life and living a life above the sun.
让我们一切的努力都成为有意义、有价值。
That all of our hard work is valuable and meaningful.
我们现在一起来做结束的感谢祷告。
Let's now offer our concluding prayer in thanksgiving.
那要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
Those who wish to receive the laying of hands, please feel free to come forward. Let us pray together.